Well, Kim Peterson is with us. She is the Recreation Director in the City of Escanaba. Good morning.
Good morning.
And lots of things to do with the holiday season, but with school out, I know you guys want to kind of fill a void there at the Civic Center to help out with kids that will not be getting their usual daily routine at school. So talk a little about the after-school program, first of all, and how it works, and then also how it works when there is no school in the after-school.
Sure. So our after-school program is for students in 4th to 12th grade. They can come after school Monday to Friday from 2:30 to 6:30, and then on Saturdays from 12 to 6:30. We consider ourselves, you know, a safe, supervised environment. We have staff here at all times. The kids have access to the gym, the game room. We have books here. We have a little cubicle, we call it. The kids can sit and read a book, a little personal space. We have computers they can utilize. We hand out hygiene items, school supplies, and most importantly, we do give them a meal, or we consider it a snack, but it's actually a pretty good meal some days, every day after school, so they have something to eat in between. You know, the teenagers we know are always always hungry, endless pits. And we make this all possible by grants and donations. So our program is 100% funded with the stuff we hand out from local businesses, organizations, nonprofits. And this year we're fortunate again to have Delta County, Community Foundation for Delta County and Highline partnered with them, and they gave us funding to hand out food and a little, you know, games, cards. We have some board games that we hand out, activities for the kids to do between Christmas and New Year's. We typically close between Christmas and New Year's, so it gives the students something extra for them. You know, one, activities to do on break, and then two, have something to eat while they're home because they're not going to school and getting the meals that are provided there. So we are very appreciative of our sponsors that we have. Our program is very popular. It continues to grow. And like any program, it's hard for us to find some grant funding. So if anybody's out there listening and they want to provide some funding for us, they can just definitely give us a call.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get, you know, $100 here, $200, $300 there. The community just steps up, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't matter what I don't want to use the term cause, but I think you know what I mean.
Yes, we have different programs throughout the year that we have here at the Civic Center for the after-school program. The local women's group just gave us funding for our Christmas party that we had this past Monday. So every student gets a present, and actually with the funding that was provided, every student that came in on Monday for our Christmas party actually got like 3 or 4 presents. So for us, when the community goes above and beyond, we do, you know, our due diligence. We're shopping for sales and clearance items and getting stuff that the kids are asking for or they really need. It might be a simple item as a pair of socks, which, you know, they really need and they think is awesome. But we also, you know, hand out stuff like footballs, like I said, school supplies, anything that's needed. And if they ask us, we did hand out a couple jackets this year. So anything that the students need, we definitely want to be able to provide for them.
Last question, Kim, is kind of go over this new program or this one we're talking about between Christmas and New Year's.
So what we do is we have a table set up for the kids that are registered with the after-school program. So any day this week that they come in, we have bags provided, and they literally go through the table and pick the snacks or the activity that they'd like to do. So, for example, if they come in, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they can do it 5 times. We still have plenty of items left on our table. Like I said, it could be anything from a can of soup. It could be macaroni and cheese. We have granola bars. We have pudding. We have cereal. Pretty much a variety. But that way it allows the kids to take items that they're going to eat, not just providing items in a bag that we don't know if they're going to like it or not. So this is up to them to fill the bag with what they need. Like I said, that was possible from Highline and Community Foundation for Delta County. And they've actually done it quite a few times this year. We've done it during spring break, during Thanksgiving break, and then the last one, of course, is the Christmas and New Year's break. So when the kids are out of school for a long period of time, we like to provide a little extra. And we do realize that there's other places in the community that offer this. But for us, it's personal because we see these kids every day. So we know what they like. We know what they don't like. So for us to provide something a little extra that they can enjoy, for us, it's just worth it.
Tim Peterson is the recreation director in the city of Escanaba, talking about the after-school program and what they're doing for the holidays here for these kids in the area. Thank you so much for doing this. And I guess the last thing I'll ask you, Kim, is I almost hung up without asking you, how can people get involved if there is a business owner or even an individual that like to, you know, say, hey, here's $50 or here's, you know, it all adds up.
Sure. So if anyone's interested, if it's a personal, you know, family or personal business, nonprofit, any organization, they can reach out, but they can, you know, write a check to the city of Escanaba. We defer those funds, so any funding that's given to us for our program, for the after-school program, is set aside so only we can use those fundings for that program. So if anyone's interested, we definitely prefer a check. So like I said, it can be written to the city of Escanaba. They can, you know, mail it in with a letter. They can stop into the Civic Center. Or if anybody wants a tour of our facility to see what we're about, we're definitely here, willing to answer any questions or to, you know, do anything we can to expand upon our program.
Kim, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and your staff at the Civic Center, and let's have a good 2025 as well.
Same to you, and thanks for letting me spread the word a little bit more this year.